When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show, and we're so excited to be here with you today. We're going to be talking about being grateful. Truly, with the year that we have had, right, that is the zone we want to be in, is being grateful for what we have and what we have to look forward to. I do believe that good things are coming. We just gotta have to put on our seatbelts and hang in there, right? And I want you to also hang in there, because in our next segment, we're going to be joined by Brandon Lungpasset, who's going to talk about an accident that he was in, a car accident, and how it caused him to have a brain injury and broke his jaw and all these different scenarios that happened. But yet, he kept his focus strong. He knew that he could get back to walking again. He knew that he could get back to finding the motivation in his heart, and he did. But he had to crawl, really go through the fire and go through the weeds to get there. So we've all been there, right? I know we all have those days when, you know, we wish things would just click, click, click the way that we want them to go. You know, we wish that we could just do that presentation with ease and not flub our words or, you know, end perfectly on time. But that's kind of how life is. It's not on time. We can't just order up what we want. If we did, everybody would have the perfect mate, right? We'd all have the job of our ideal that we want, and we just can't. So what I want you to consider is being grateful today for what you do have. And know that that's really the most important part of it, right? Because we don't have a guarantee of the future. You know, we can't live in the past. We just have the here and the now. So we're going to be taking your calls. Again, that number is 800-333-0001. And also, if you want to hear today's show again, make sure you go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes will be waiting there for you. And if you have Alexa, or if you want to go to your app store, remember, you can look for Living Full Out Radio and hear our show anytime on the go. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Oh, hi. I am glad to have a chance to speak to you.
Well, thank you for calling in. How can we help you?
Well, the reason I'm calling is I know the holidays are approaching, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and my relatives live in different states, and so with the pandemic the way it is, I'm just kind of nervous about whether I should travel or not travel during this time.
And that is actually a really great question. And I'm sure many people are nodding their heads saying, yeah, I actually have been thinking that same thing. And it's a tough one. Now, what would be the worst case scenario?
Well, I guess the worst case scenario would be that I caught the coronavirus.
That would be the worst, right? And what would be the best case scenario?
That nobody got sick and we all had a great time.
Okay, so we kind of have our bookends, right? We know the worst way it could go, and we know the best way it could go. Now, it's going to be in the middle. Now, you're like, Nancy, I already knew that. Okay, but the great thing is, whenever there is a challenge in life, there's always going to be the worst case and the best case. But then in between, there's a whole lot of color, whole lot of way it could all be done differently. So depending on where all your relatives are, you might try negotiating driving. Not ideal if it's like a 15-hour or more drive, right? Sometimes that's hard. But if there are some relatives that do have the time and they are able to drive, then that's a compromise rather than having to be, you know, in an airplane with hundreds of people and worried about all that could go wrong there, right?
That's true.
So kind of negotiating a balance. Now, not everybody can do that. Some people live thousands of miles away and the flight is the only way to do it. And if that is the case, well, again, you might consider, and this is kind of a stretch, I realize, hang in there with me, everyone, but in this year, you might consider spending that holiday before the holiday or after the holiday. You know, I know that seems strange. You want to open those presents on Christmas, right? But at the same time, you might consider having them fly when it's not so busy, maybe early in December, maybe trying to do it, get together after the new year. And that would also eliminate the potential for anyone to get sick, whether it's the current, you know, pandemic we're going through or just the general flu. And then the other thing too is I think a lot of times in this new world that we live in, we have to get creative, right? This just might be a Zoom Christmas for all, you know, deck the halls, Zoom style, right? And again, this isn't a forever scenario, but the biggest thing is to be safe. The biggest thing is to remember the bookends, right? Best case scenario, worst case scenario, and all the color in between, all the different options of what could be. Some of them I gave you today. And then, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of getting creative. Do you think you can try that?
Yes. At least there's a little more time to think about it. But yes, I'm sure we'll do something, whether it be in between or together.
Well, it, again, your question is perfect. And, you know, we wish you all the best and enjoy those holidays. Maybe it's a staycation at home this year rather than going. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks a lot, Nancy.
Thank you. Love that she asked that question, right? Because during the holidays, that's when you are grateful for family. You are grateful for health. You kind of reflect on the year and anticipate the new one. But this has been kind of a bummer, right? Everything's gone sideways or down. And although for some people, it's gone up. You know, some people have spent more quality time together than they would normally have if they were busy with soccer or busy working two jobs. But the thing is what I love about that question is it just kind of goes into what we're talking about at the beginning of the show. You have to seize today. You know, I went back when I was 16 and I got diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa. I had no idea that I would be where I am today in my mid-40s. I mean, it's really hard to see people's faces. Colors are gone. Depth perception's gone. Night blindness is in full effect. But at the same time, I'm super grateful for what I did see. There was a time before my vision was lost that my sister said, you know, Nance, let's go to Europe. And she and I did it. We spent 2.5 months. We backpacked through 26 different countries, saw the Vatican, saw the Colosseum, you know, saw so many things that I'd heard about, you know, went to Greece and put my toe in the sand and saw the beautiful arches and just such an amazing trip. My sister and I also said, you know what, we've been studying Japanese through high school and college. Let's do that trip. So we went to Japan. You know, I stayed with the host family. I put on a kimono, spent, you know, many, many months out there. And again, it was great. I experienced a green tea ceremony. I got my bug, my love for karaoke while I was out there and really got to soak up that culture. And why I tell you those stories is because for me, you know, I didn't know that I was fully going to be going blind. I mean, they said it was a possibility, but I thought for sure a cure was going to come. Well, we can say a cure is going to come. We can say the pandemic will end. We can say we're going to live to be 100. And I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but there's no guarantees. So what I want you to do is take today and be grateful. I want you to sit down in your living room and I want you to look around and look at all the things that you have that others don't have. There are people that have just one chair in their living room, can't afford anything more. There are those people that have seven members of their family living in a one bedroom. And of course, those people that don't have a home at all. I also want you to consider today calling up three people, telling them you love them, telling them you're proud of them. Really seize this time, because you may think, oh, I'll talk to them tomorrow. I'll talk to them next weekend when I have more time. What if you don't have that time? So I encourage you and I challenge all of you to call those three people. Today, it's all about being grateful. And not in a way of sadness, not in a way of worry, but in a way of being proud of who you have in your life, what you have in your life, because that is what it means to live full out. Stay with us. We're going to be coming back with Brandon Lunkfacet. You don't want to miss this interview. It's very inspiring, and it'll help you look at your life a little bit differently, kind of opening your eyes wider, opening your ears up, really listening and taking in all the beauty that life has to offer. That, again, is what it means to live full out. We'll be right back after this break. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. Stay with us.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Don't you wish that getting your child to eat right, move more, and spend less time in front of a screen could be as easy as pushing a button? It might not be that simple, but you do have more power than you know. And you can maximize that power with proven strategies, tips, and tools from the National Institutes of Health's We Can, or Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition program. We Can offers all kinds of resources, including fun recipes and activities the family can do together to show you the way to live a healthier lifestyle. We're not saying it's easy. We are saying that it can be done. Take the first step today. Call 1-866-359-3226 for a free We Can Parents Handbook. And be sure to visit the We Can website at wecan.nhlbi.nih.gov for free information too. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh,
Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hit ignition.
And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfulout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you very much for joining us today. I am Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being grateful for life and all that you have and how you've grown. And sometimes we have to look backwards in order to see forwards. And that is why we bring on inspirational guests that can share with us, you know, what they've learned and give us those insights that may just give you that extra bit of an optimistic outlook today that you too can get through what you're going through. So today I very much like to welcome Brennan Lungpasset to the show, and he's going to talk to us about the accident that he went through and kind of how he recovered from that. But there's a whole lot to his story in kind of developing who he wanted to be as a man and then stepping into that. So I'd very much like to welcome Brandon to the show.
Hey, Nancy, how are you?
Hi, good. Happy to have you. And, you know, Brandon, what I love about your story is actually kind of goes back to when you were a teenager, and because I'm all about motivation. And I know that you were kind of an introverted kid, kind of shy. But then you got the inspirational bug and you started just kind of getting juiced up on all of that. You can do it and anything you want to achieve in life, which I believe is possible. But that got you kind of burnt out. Can you share why?
Yeah, it puts a lot of like pressure on you to follow along in all these books and videos and all these motivational stuff. It's very inspiring, but at some point there's like a point of diminishing returns almost. And I was like being depressed and feeling super low about myself all the time. And like, it really hit me in college because I felt like I plateaued.
Well, and I know that when you got to college, you know, there was a semester that you had to take it off. You were feeling depressed. You went off to Thailand. You actually went to a e-commerce conference out there, hoping that that would inspire you. But that just further put you into a depression. And why was that?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like you said, I thought this would fulfill me or fill up that get hole in me, and it didn't. It's made it worse. And it really, because then when I'm out there by myself, I'm like alone with my thoughts. and it just really, really, really got really dark. Like, I used to just walk. I was my first time traveling. I'm 20 years old, and I was walking around Thailand, like, drinking and getting, like, extremely, extremely drunk because I don't want to feel anything anymore.
Mm. Well, and I think there's audience people who are listening now nodding their head going, yep, you know, the alcohol I drink helps me, you know, but it's not a solution. It is sometimes can make one feel even lower, you know, if it makes them dwell on what's not working. And you did the right thing, though. When you came home, you eventually did seek a therapist and really tried to get back on track. And you tried to stay right in there with your friends. And, you know, there's kind of the doing of life, right? You got to, even though you took a semester off school, you couldn't be antisocial. So I know that you and your friends, which I can appreciate because I lived in L.A. at one time, you used to travel from San Diego to L.A. just for the night to go party and then drive home around 2 a.m. And there was, in April 2015, you did it just like you had done many, many times, but you got into an accident that changed your life. And I'm just curious, I know that you don't remember a lot of the accident, but can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so again, this is all from what my friends who were in the accident with me. There was four of us. We were driving back from L.A. to San Diego, and my driver, who's the sober one, fell asleep while driving back at like 2 a.m., and he crashed to the side of the barricade, woke up, and then he jolted awake, went to the middle of the freeway, and then the car was, like, inoperable anymore in the middle of the freeway. And so we got out of the car. Me and my friends, other three friends, were kind of drunk, and we tried to push the car out of the way on the freeway. But then a car hits my car. A speeding car comes and hits us. And my buddy goes flying, hits face first to the barricade, and he breaks all the bones in his face. He breaks the bones in his face, and he breaks his spine. And I went flying, broke my jaw, collarbone, nose, and got a really bad brain injury.
And that right there would have been enough. But then you're the fourth friend who then tried to help you. Another car came, and as he tried to get out of the way, he got ran over, his legs. So now there you all were, three of you completely injured, and the driver was running around on the freeway, yelling for help, and help thankfully did come. But what is your actual first memory that you remember?
It's so surreal. It's honestly, it's like a movie. Like, the movies get it so right. It's like waking up and bright lights everywhere in the hospital. Because the last thing I remember was being in school about to start spring break, and that was like many, many, many. That was like a month and a half before the accident. And then I woke up a month and a half later in the hospital. My auntie's saying, "You're in the hospital." Everything's in slow motion, bright lights. I'm screaming, like, "What? What?" And I'm freaking out. And, like, I just remember, like, panicking because I didn't know clue where I was. I know what the time it was. I know the day it was. I had no clue where I was. And I just freaked out. And I just broke down to tears. And I was crying because I had no idea. It was almost like, you know how traumatizing babies are when they're reborn? Like, you know, they're coming out into the light and everything. It was like that.
Well, and the wild thing was, you must have had some form of amnesia because people had videos of you that entire month functioning, but you didn't remember any of it. And it was your little brother that caught on to the fact that your memory was impaired. What did he say to you?
He was like talking, because like you said, like, I was talking to people, and it's so weird seeing me put in my phone and my password and like complicated phone to my laptop. Password to my laptop, and I have no idea how, well, you know, I'm not aware of it, but it's crazy how my body was still able to do that. But my little brother told me, my little brother was talking to me, and I said, like, "Hey, I'm excited to go to this music concert with you later." And my little brother's like, "Damn, I bought him his birthday ticket. I bought it for his ticket to his birthday last year." So he knew something was wrong with me.
So your mind was going back to a year ago, you know, and it was just kind of all over the place. And eventually, you did get discharged from the hospital, and you went to kind of a longer rehab, but you had to learn how to walk. And why was that?
I had something called gait instability, where my because of my brain injury, I couldn't, like, balance. It's such a trip that before I used to strive to all these business goals, and now my goal for the day was just to walk, take three steps without falling over. It was such a trip.
Did you, because of your jaw, did you have to learn how to eat again also?
I could only eat soups And what happened with my jaw is that the first surgeon, I think I was just trying to put me back together because I was really messed up, but he messed up on the surgery. And so after like a month later, I went back for a checkup and they said my jaw was still broken. So I had to redo the jaw surgery. And it was like 2 months of me just eating straight soup.
Wow. I bet if that was me, I don't think I'd eat soup again. That's a lot of soup. Well, Brandon, stay with us. We have to go to a quick break. But there's so much more to his story. And although it's hard to hear, because really any of us could be in an accident like he was, it's inspiring to know how the story ends up and where he is today. So stay with us. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the Living Full Out radio show, it's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being grateful in life and just the small things and the big, just really wrapping your arms around all of them and saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because, gosh, in a blink of an eye, that can all be gone. And our inspirational guest today, Brandon Lunquisette, went through just that moment when an accident, car accident, could have gone a completely different direction. But yet he did survive. So I'd like to welcome Brandon back to the show.
Awesome. Excited to be here.
Yeah, so happy to have you and really grateful to have you because, again, you might not have been here with us today. But, you know, one of the things that has always impressed me about you is your honesty about times that you've been depressed. And I know when you got out of the rehab and gosh, you were excited to see the Best Buy and your dog and all the things that, you know, all the essence of home, right? But then reality set in and it took you to even a lower place that you had been before. And why is that?
I had a lot of aspirations. I was a young kid. I was 20 when this happened. So imagine getting a brain injury and you can't remember what you did the day before. And so it was super traumatic and I was just having a hard time coping with how I was going to move forward in life and how I was going to accomplish anything. And it got extremely, extremely sad. And I would I've been depressed before in Thailand and it was a different kind of depression. The depression this time around was I was literally sobbing in my sleep. And I remember it so vividly, just sobbing. It's so unsure of my future and what the rest of my life is going to be like. And
well, and in a desperate attempt, you went knocking on your neurologist's door. And what did you ask that doctor? And what did they give you in terms of advice?
Yeah, so when I was in an intensive rehab center, I was doing outpatient therapy. And I remember knocking on my neurologist's door. And I was with tears in my eyes. And I was choking up. I was is this going to last forever? Is this going to, am I going to be this way forever? And I was about to cry, and she was give it a year. Don't touch alcohol. Give your brain the best chance to heal. Get some sleep. Take care of your body, and everything will fall into place. And you'll get a lot of it. Within a year, you'll get kind of back to normal. And so I really took that to heart. And I just imagine, this is when I'm 20. So when I turned 21, I did not drink alcohol. I was so scared of losing my, not regaining my memory. So I drove to Vegas with a bunch of friends, and I didn't drink a touch of liquor or alcohol. And I stayed that way for a whole year where I just didn't touch alcohol because I was so terrified of my future without my memory.
You know what, though? What I love about your story is right there, you were committed to getting better. That motivation, although it hadn't seeped in yet, it was starting to, and you were slowly but surely starting to take steps in reclaiming your life. And interestingly enough, one of the things that you did, because you eventually went back to school and took two classes, but before you went back to school, you actually went to classes with others who had brain injuries. What did you learn by doing that?
Yeah, so I went to Mesa College. That's a college that had brain injury classes to help people get better, you know, start to bring, work on their brain and do some like brain exercises, stuff like class almost. And I wanted to do that before school. And going to the brain injury class with all these other people who have brain injuries, it's like, you know, when you go to school, like I went to San Diego State, and like everyone's, you know, generally healthy, and you know, and they have like, you know, they're generally healthy. And you go into this brain injury class, and you've also got these, you know, these scars and like all these crazy stories like I do. And I met a girl, and she, her, I'm not sure what to say her name, but I'm just going to call her Kate. And Kate was, I remember she was 24 years old, and she was telling me, she was blind, and she was telling me her story about how she was rushing to work one day and was trying to put on her boots for work and crashed on the freeway. She wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Her face smashed against the steering wheel, and she went blind.
Wow.
And she, like, tells me she thinks about this every day. If she just wasn't rushing, if she just wasn't trying, you know, put it, if she just wore a seatbelt, she would still have a sight. And I was like, she's like, how long ago did it happen? She's like, 5 years ago. So when she was 19, it happened. And I was like, that's so, I'm so happy to have my sight still. And, like, I'm still relatively healthy. I can walk. I can, like, I'm so grateful that I came away with just the brain injury, I guess.
You know what? See, right there, again, you know, what I love about this story, if we can all just kind of picture Brandon as he talks it through, you're little by little, you're growing and you're kind of stepping into this new you. And, you know, even the love gods were looking down on you, right? Because you went to a concert with your brother, and one of your worries was, who's going to want to be with me because of my brain injury? But you had swagger. You had good looks and charm. And you did meet someone, right?
Yeah, and so my, I guess, like you said, my little brother in the hospital, he bought concert tickets, and he's like, relearn how to walk, we'll go to this concert. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I was so scared of being out and back in the real world, I guess. And I was super skinny. I had brain injury. I had a bunch of scars all over my face. Like, I did not feel like anybody would love me. But yet, I still met someone. We talked, we hit it off. And it's like, I almost forgot about everything that happened over me in the last, like, two months, just like, I forgot about my scars, forgot about my, you know, it was just myself again. And it was, my little brother told me it was super cool to see me kind of come back to life after this 2 months.
Well, and truly in your story, you are coming back to life. And I know the final revelation was reconnecting with your buddy who had been injured, his face, his spine. And I know that you saw his circumstances, and even that was worse than you. So once again, you were grateful that it, you know, that you weren't as bad off. Now, when all of this kind of sunk in, and you kind of knew that you had this second chance, what did you do with it? How did you flip that switch?
I flipped the switch by just being, it's like the depression from before when the accident was like gone, and it was like, I was just so happy to be alive and, like, just so grateful and everything. That's what I did with it. It's like, I'm just so, like, money, nothing doesn't mean so much to me anymore. It's just, like, I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy, can you write, because I did spend a lot of time with my friend who couldn't even walk. And to see him, that could have been me, because me and him were a couple feet apart. And that could have easily been me with the cane or with the wheelchair. And, like, I'm so grateful to have my legs now. And that's, like, all that really matters. It's like, I have my health.
Yeah. Now, your mom was a good mom, and she actually offered you surgery to help, you know, remove your scars, but you chose not to. Why?
Yeah, because I thought it was it's a part of who I am. It's part of my story now, and like it's a really good reminder of what I went through, and it does remind me just how lucky I am to be alive. So I enjoy. Before I would like, I was like, what are girls gonna think about my scars? Not gonna like me? And like now, like no, I kind of accept it, and like, it's a part of who I am now.
Well, and I'm also interested to know, because for a lot of people, when an accident's happened or they've been abused or something like that, it's really hard to forgive the person who kind of put that in play. But how did you go about forgiving the driver, the person who fell asleep?
Yeah, it actually took a while. It took a long time for me to actually. I would say about a year. I didn't talk to him. Really, talk to him wasn't the same. But then after the year, and like I really just thought about it. It could have been any of us. Could have been driving or sober, and like because we're it's so dumb to go drive to LA and then come back the same night after a night of drinking. You know, have one sober person, and then like of course like they'd be tired or something. And you know, it was really reckless. So I just put myself in the issue that yes, he was driving that night, but like honestly, it could have happened to any of us.
And that is so true. That's why your story is so important, because literally what happened to you could be anybody. And the thing that I think is also really touching to me, because again, I'm in the space of motivation, to me, just to see how you've grown from who you were in high school, how motivation changed your life then, but yet it kind of had you feeling empty because you know, it didn't bring value to things in your life. But how is motivation different now?
It's because like before, I was so motivational watching all these videos, kind of almost reciting it. It felt kind of like fake almost, you know. But now that I've experienced this like crazy thing, I kind of like I have that more of that story, and like yeah, that's how you know I lived instead of actually reciting other people's motivation, because I like lived it, and like I have this crazy story. When I tell some people my story, sometimes they would cry, because like after the accident, I was telling everybody my story, because it was such a like a crazy story, and I'm just really glad to live through it. I'm really grateful for it, honestly. I think it's honestly the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, and I know that you are a man of your word, because boy, I checked in with you earlier today, and you were still working out at the gym. I mean, you are back to being you. And I'm curious, Brandon, you know, this is the Living Full Out show, and we're all about people doing exactly what you've done. But what does Living Full Out mean to you as you journey on so much more of your life to go?
It's being like, living out is like being completely full expression of who you are, and not being so worried about what people think about you, and just being true with you, and just taking inventory of what you have every day, and be grateful for what you have. And Let's Win Full Out to me is just like expressing yourself and taking inventory of what you have, and like the thrill is in the chase, not actually attaining what you want.
Oh, I love that. The thrill is in the chase. That is exciting. That's such a great comment. So Brandon, thank you so much for being on the show today. You really are a light in this world, and survivor and a miracle, everything wrapped in one with a bow on it. All right. So you're amazing. And thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Nancy.
Thank you. And for everybody listening today, I mean, this was Brandon's story, which I mean, we all could have been him, but we all have a journey that we've gone through. We'd very much like to hear from you. Reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Make sure to give us your contact information, and maybe just kind of write out for us what you've overcome and how it affected your life and what you've learned. And perhaps we can have you on the show as an inspirational guest as well. And again, that email is connect@livingfullout.com. And we're going to be coming right back, taking more of your calls, and really, again, taking inventory, just like he said, being grateful for what you have in your life. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be right back.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The following message is about Medicaid and CHIP, free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens. Enrollment is open year-round.
Hey, voice lady, give me the mic.
Okay.
Hey, DJ, let's switch up the music. That's better. So listen up, moms and dads out there. There are these programs called Medicaid and CHIP. They offer free or low-cost health coverage for kids. Things like doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and shots are covered. All the stuff that keeps kids like me healthy and in charge.
So, as you can tell, a covered kid is a confident kid. And it means confident parents, too. To learn more about affordable health coverage for your family, visit healthcare.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669.
Yep, you could do something big for your family today because enrollment is open year-round.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Sophia.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids. And don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the lost cat magnet. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say. We want you to be okay. Enroll, we say. Take care, people, for goodness sake.
Health insurance is now affordable. Covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
I want you to take that energy and I want you to express it to others. Tell them how much you care, tell them how much you love them, reminisce about the good old days. But that's what it means to live full out. Be grateful, be in the moment, and treasure life.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show, and we're talking about being grateful in life. And I got to tell you all, right now, I got some sweaty palms. It is one of these topics to me that is so meaningful. And even hearing Brandon's story today and talking to the callers that, you know, that share with us what they're going through, it's one of those things where that is what connects us. It's not about who's got what job title, who won what award, who has the best relationship. you know, when we really just kind of take it down to bare basics, the reason why the being grateful conversation gives me this sweaty palms and excitement is because it's real. And I want you all to stay in that lane of being authentic and real. And if something makes you cry, cry. If you get nervous laughter, have nervous laughter, right? But it's so important to take time to express to others how you feel, whether you've been holding off on saying I love you, you've been saying I like you for so long, just let it out of your body. Just, I love you. Or, you know, if there's a coworker who has really helped you out over the years and has made you do your job easier, giving them some credit and maybe giving them a gift and showing that appreciation. So being grateful can be really big and it can be really small, but it's just about doing it, saying the words and having those follow with actions. Now, I'm getting word from our producer. We have a listener on the line. We're going to go say hi. Oh, wait, actually, we're going to be getting them back in just a bit. Sorry about that, everyone. They'll come back shortly. Anyway, so when I consider being grateful, well, of course, being legally blind has not been a walk in the park. I'm just going to say thank you, retinitis pigmentosa. Thank you, blindness, because it actually has taught me how to see people and meet people in a different way. I mean, clearly I can't see them, but the sound of someone's voice, the embrace of their hug, their handshake, their smell, perfume, cologne, whatever, the natural scent, right? I take all of my senses, and that helps me a lot of times kind of create in my mind what I think somebody looks like. And I'm grateful for that. That has me be less judgmental, less worried about even what I look like, right? Now, maybe my hair is all gray and, and maybe my eyebrows need to be tweaked, although I don't think they do. People say, you know, Nancy, you look good. And I'm like, well, haven't seen my face since I was about, gosh, 25. So it's been a many, many years now that I'm in my 40s. But I'm grateful for what I did see, right? We talked about that earlier, all my different travels. And so I could go on and on and on about being grateful for the music I can hear, being grateful for being able to walk. But I'm curious, what are you grateful for? And I really want you to make sure that you take today to journal about it. Maybe you're someone who likes to write. Well, take it to pen and paper, right? Or maybe you're not someone that likes to write, but it's more of like just audio cues. Like, it's good to, like, you can buy these cards these days where you can actually record kind of a thank you message in your voice. You could do that and give it to someone, right? Sending someone a text, you know, of appreciation. Now, the reason why this show was so important to me for us to do is because we are in a time right now of chaos. In some people's eyes, that is true. Uncertainty, right? We don't really know what's coming, although we can all hope and pray that it's all going to go well. But what you always have is you will always have within you that ability to be grateful. You will always have within you that ability to be thankful. And it will always serve as your compass in life. If you stay authentic, you stay of a person of integrity, step out that you always do your best every day, that's all you can do. And be grateful for the journey, the highs and the lows, because I promise you, it's both of those that take you to where you're going to be and who you're going to be, and who I'm going to be, who we're all going to be when we grow up, right? So thank you so much for listening today. It's all about being grateful. Go out there, live your life full out in a big way. Everybody here in the studio, we got Rich and Irish and Kale and Caleb and so many people that just want to make sure that you're out there doing it. You're moving, you're shaking, you're living those dreams. And I believe in you very much. Here's to you getting your life full out. Go to livingfullout.com to hear this show again. Have a great day. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.